James Thompson, the stem cell researcher featured on a 2001 cover of Time magazine, will help Governor Jim Doyle lead a state delegation at a conference next month in Chicago. This week in Madison, Catholics will hear from a religious ethicist who travels the country explaining the church's position on the issue. Father Tad Polochek says the Catholic Church supports research on stem cells depending on where they come from. Basic cells with the ability to transform into various tissues should, in the church's view, come only from adults or miscarried fetuses, not human embryos, which are destroyed in the process. As for how Catholics feel as a whole, he says it varies from pole to pole.
If the question is framed in such a way that it's spooled out to be basically, would you like to see cures in the future, implying that embryonic stem cells might be able to do that, then you will get people registering their approval.
Polochek's answers change when the question focuses on how embryonic stem cells are derived. He says one sign of adult stem cells' scientific promise is the amount of venture capital it's attracting. Investors say the reason less money is going to embryonic research is because practical applications are further away from the marketplace. Forward Wisconsin hopes to change that, but President Pepe Randolph says proposed laws restricting stem cell research can deter scientists and the business people who help move research from lab to store shelf.
They go where they're welcome, and they stay where they're well treated. You know, our job right now is to try and get those people here.
Stem cells are not only on the radar in the religious and economic communities, politicians have also picked up on the issue. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is out with a web ad accusing Republicans Mark Green and John Gard of standing in the way of what Democrats call life-saving medical research. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.